You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. This week, candidates running to be the next Queens District Attorney sat down at a packed forum. One of the topics up for debate, decriminalizing charges for selling, promoting, and soliciting sex. That proposal is being debated by different groups of advocates and lawmakers, and it's part of a larger conversation happening in Albany. Here to help us better understand the issue and the proposed legislation is reporter Emma Whitford, who wrote about the forum for the Queens Daily Eagle. Emma, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you so much.
The decriminalization of sex work in New York has been in the news for the past couple of weeks, and some legislators in Albany are actually working on a bill to address it. Tell us what you know about that proposal.
Yeah, so there are a few parts to it. There's one bill that's already been introduced that was actually introduced in past sessions that is specifically focused on this charge called loitering for the purposes of prostitution. This is a misdemeanor charge that has an outsized impact on women of color. There is also a plan to introduce new legislation that would decriminalize the sale and purchase of sex. And then details still being worked out, but there are some aspects of the promotion charges that advocates say have been known to sweep up a sex worker's landlord, roommate, family member.
All right. Now, let's be clear. Advocates who want to decriminalize sex work aren't advocating decriminalizing sex trafficking, right? Can you clear up any confusion about that distinction?
Yeah, that's an incredibly important point. If you look at the federal government's definition of human trafficking or sex trafficking, it's always going to involve these three elements of force, fraud, or coercion, or sex work involving a minor. So what these advocates are saying is that there does exist in New York City, you know, sex work as a survival tool. You can talk to trans women who live in Jackson Heights who are part of this nonprofit called Make the Road New York. And many of them are former sex workers. They say they came to this country maybe without documentation, and this is a way to work. I think another important distinction is that people advocating for decrim may also be survivors of sex trafficking. And they see that criminalizing any of these, you know, misdemeanor charges surrounding the interaction can just enhance danger, isolation, and stigmatization of the work.
How does decriminalization of sex work theoretically happen when it comes to the pimps? Under this set of bills, would they be considered sex traffickers, or would they just be employers?
Well, I think the term pimp is tricky. I think when you look at the relationships that sex workers have, they're much more varied. I mean, if you had someone who was, again, forcing you or coercing you, then that would technically be trafficking. That person might be called a pimp. The term pimp can be used broadly as a blanket to describe all sorts of relationships around sex work, when I think it should only be used to describe, in this case, force, fraud, or coercion.
Part of the legislation would stop prosecution of people who solicit sex, commonly referred to as johns, and that's controversial too. Advocates rallied also this week at City Hall to oppose that move. Can you explain some of that pushback?
Sure. This is sort of paraphrasing what we heard from the groups outside of City Hall on Monday. But their perspective seemed to be that there is something inherently dangerous and degrading about purchasing sex from a woman. Whereas when you talk to the members of Decrim New York, they say that policing and criminalizing any aspect of that interaction of sex being sold and purchased ends up being more dangerous for the person selling the sex.
Let's get back to the DA forum
Sure. This
week. Richard Brown, who is the longest serving DA in Queens history, is retiring, and there are a lot of candidates vying to replace him. What are some of their stances on decriminalizing sex work, and what stood out to you?
The backdrop is that everyone in this race is sort of trying to run as a progressive. So no one said they flat out opposed some aspect of decriminalization, which was interesting. But there were only two candidates who sort of had a full-throated support for the platform Decrim New York has put forward. That's Tiffany Caban, who's the only public defender in the race. Jose Nieves also said that he supported the legislation. Then you have two of the leading fundraisers in the race and well-known are Melinda Katz, the borough president of Queens, and Rory Lanceman, who's a city councilman from Queens. Both of them have stated their support for the Human Trafficking Intervention Court, which has actually existed in Queens since the early aughts. And it's an interesting diversion court because though it's called the human trafficking court, the people you see go through there are people who have been arrested on prostitution-related charges. Your case is still open, but you're given an alternative option like counseling or health services, and then ultimately most cases are dismissed. Greg Lasak was interesting. He was the only one who mentioned sort of quality of life concerns among constituents, saying, you know, that's great if we do that, but I'm worried about, you know, people who don't want to see that kind of thing in their community. And it just stuck out that he was the only one who raised that point.
Emma Whitford is a reporter whose latest article on this topic can be found in the Queen's Daily Eagle. Emma, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.